Big man, another clean sheet. That means a full bonus. Clean sheet bonus. It's going to clean us out. Mitch, you want to kick us off maybe?
I guess, Frank, first and foremost, just your thoughts on the effort from the team today. Obviously, playing the entire second half down a man, but still able to keep a clean sheet, to go out and score a second goal as well, and, you know, to, for the most part, keep Pacific, you know, away from your net.
Yeah. No, it was a great effort as a team. You know, it's going to be tough, even 11 against 11 against Pacific and stuff, and especially with 10 men. But we did a great job. I think at some point it even didn't feel like we were one man down because everyone was running so much. So, yeah, a compliment to the whole team. And I think we defended great. And even with the ball, we had some good moments. So, yeah, a great team effort. And, yeah, amazing to get the 3 points and a clean sheet.
And another 3 points and a clean sheet at home as well. How important has that been this season? I mean, you guys are already one of the better teams in the league at home to start the year.
Yeah, no, it's always important to get the points at home. We are strong this year at home, so we want to build on that and get as many points possible away as well. So a lot of positive things today, and we're going to build on it.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah. Thank you,
Mitch. Tom? Frank, obviously, is kind of a defensive pillar. You know, how many kind of more of the attacking guys were kind of looking to you when you guys kind of had to settle to a low block, you know, asking for advice?
Yeah, especially second half, they put a lot of guys in the box, so it was important for me and the other guys to defend well and keep the focus. And we did a great job at the back, and but also the whole team, because defensively it all starts on top, and I think that the guys on top did a great job as well to help us. So yeah, great team effort, and amazing to get the clean sheet and the win today.
And you know, since Benjamin Moore has come in, we've kind of seen a bit of a defensive shift where, you know, there's Elijah kind of drops back out of midfield and there's like three center backs at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe can you just talk a little bit about kind of that formation change and you know, how you see it?
Yeah, of course we changed a little bit of the system. We are working a lot on the training, so I think we only get better from it. We feel good with the system, and even in the system we got a lot of freedom, so we can change the system as well to the 4-3-3 sometimes. So yeah, we've been working a lot on it and it feels good, and yeah, we're only gonna build on it.
Thank you, Tom. Any other questions in the room for Frank? Robin?
Well, there was of course your defensive work of all the regular defenders, but I was impressed by Brian Wright on defense as like clearing at least two headers of corner kicks. He's maybe the tallest guy or something, but like to see he just does it instinctively, comes back to help in the defense when you need him.
Yeah, as I said, it's not only us as a backline who are defending, it all starts on top, and the guys on top did a great job as well. With the corners and set pieces, we need everyone, and even in a low block, you saw him defending a couple of times all the way back, so yeah, he's not only important with scoring the goals, but his defensive work has also been great. So, yeah, as I said, it's a whole team effort, and we work for each other, and then everything is possible every game.
Okay. Just one from me. You came in this is your first season. A lot of new faces. New goalkeeper behind you. You started the season with a couple of different centre backs alongside you, and now new head coach with Elijah dropping back there. Osvaldo back being fully fit. What does it say about the relationships that you're building at the back with these guys and then being able to fit in and do these jobs with you?
Yeah, it's important to have a good relationship with everyone in the pitch and outside of the pitch. In the season, you will have a lot of rotations. You see a lot of guys playing and get an injury, unfortunately, sometimes. So you need everyone. With Osvaldo, with Elijah, with Noah, with Nell, we get great players who can play center back. And it's important to stick together as a team, even if you don't play, if you get injured, because you're going to need everyone at some point. And it shows today, like Elijah and Osvaldo did a great job as well. So it's been nice to play with all those guys, and everyone is ready if we need them. So, yeah, it's a big compliment for all of us.
You're done, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, fine.
Okay, good. Thank you. questions in the room first for the golfer, and then we'll jump maybe to Zoom. Mitch, you want to kick us off?
Sounds good. I guess first and foremost, Ben, I mean, how proud are you of the group today? Obviously, you know, go down to 10 men late in the first half and still able to, you know, not only defend, but go out and score another goal as well and get a big 3 points for you guys.
Well, I couldn't be prouder. Football is about strategy, and football is about tactical. All the time, coaches, we need to think what we can do in different stages, in different situations. Everything is trained. Everything is thought. Everything is reviewed. We don't leave anything to the luck or to situations that we can't control. We do what we can control, and from there, when we started the game, we knew it was going to be very difficult because Pacific was has always been a good team versus York, and of course, they're in the second place of the table. So we knew it was going to be hard, tough, but also we knew that we were in a good moment. I said it before, and at the end of the day, the boys did a great job. They worked as a team. I told them they worked as a team of men, fighting and knowing what to do. Sometimes when you get sent off man, when you get into this situation, you become more focused. You become more committed because you know you have one less, right? So the spaces were very narrow. They were close together. The communication improved. So we were organized. We were ordered. So I'm very proud because they knew that they could have control of the game even with one man less.
You bring on Mo at halftime. Was it the thinking kind of, I guess, exactly what happened where instead of dropping back, you know, you would have another player to push the group forward and, you know, go get a goal as a bonus, but to at least keep things progressing forward?
Well, when you know the spaces in the pitch, when you know the moments of the game, we knew they were going to come for us because, of course, they had one more man. But we also knew that any time in a counterattack or in spaces that they leave, we could have a damage for them, right? So Mo is the kind of player that knows the game. He's experienced. He knows the tempo and the rhythm of the game. And he was holding the ball correctly, and he was very intelligent to look for the right moment. So, yes, of course, that was his plan. Welcome.
Thank you, Mitch.
Yes.
You know, 3 matches unbeaten, and it seems like with every one, you're kind of getting a key piece back from injury. Last week was Brian Ray gets a brace. This week is Mobley with a, you know, instant impact goal. How much is that going to help you as a coach to be able to have those other options and, you know, have another dynamic to the game?
Yeah. Well, we work with what we have at the moment. We don't look into the future. We don't look into the past. If we have players available and eligible, we look into that and work with that during the week. So we take games day by day, week by week. So I'm not thinking of who's not in the list, and I'm not thinking who's going to be in the list. I'm thinking of who is in the list. So for now, we had these players available. Of course, it's great having Dennis back, Mo back, but we don't have Juan and we don't have Noah. So I can't stop thinking. I cannot stop and think only about that. I need to continue to the progress as a team, as a collective. So that's what we are focused in. So it's great to have Mo back. It's great to have Dennis back. And of course, it's great that what they did for the team today.
And you know, Elijah dropping back as he has so often, but adding that third center back seemed like it was some really good timing for him to do that with in the low block. And just maybe word on how that worked and kind of helped, you know, sort out a back line when Pacific was pressing.
Of course, Elijah is doing a great job also for the team. He is being the balance between the defensive line and the midfield line. He's being the plus one in defense and in attack. and balls are passing through him. He's having a good moment, and we're going to continue to potential his qualities.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Joseph. Coach, how does it feel to have two wins in a row?
No, like a win in, like two wins in a row. Nothing else. I don't stop to think about that. I am going to enjoy these 3 points that were very important for us. The clean sheet, that also is very important for us. And tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to think of the next opponent. And from there, only my mind is in the next game that is the most important game. The other games are in the past.
Mr. Benjamin, you wanted to make a statement winning the best team in the league last time, beating Ottawa at home?
Of course, that was a statement. Of course, that was a statement from York. And, that was a test. That was a good exam for us. And as I said before, we passed it. We passed the exam today. I told the players that the football is beautiful because it gives you challenges all the time. Football is about knowing how to face the challenges that you have. If the games were easy and simple and with no challenges, then it wouldn't be so fun. So when we got Richie sent off, it was time for us to step up and know what we are made of. And we are made of a team of men that know how to fight. Now, myself and my staff are the responsibles to make them play even better and try to repeat this story every week. But not only with the numbers, but with the work every day in training sessions.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Brandon.
Benjamin, I was just wondering if I could ask you about some of the late moments there. You know, I think especially with the rain starting to come down, it started to change some things a little bit. Pacific were sort of getting a little bit further forward. They were getting a little closer to goal. I was wondering is, you know, what really did you sort of count on in those last 10 or 15 minutes to make sure that your side got out with a clean sheet tonight?
Yeah. Well, I focus to play the moments of the game how they come, right? We are a team that is going to be very adaptable to the necessities and the needs and the requirements of the moments of the game. We knew that we were ahead 2-0, 2-0, and of course we at some point need to be organized, well-shaped in our pitch to let them come and let them give us spaces that we can take advantage. As I said before, football is a strategy. Football is tactical disposition, and we knew that they were coming for us, and we knew that they were opening more because, of course, they had to look for their first goal in order to try to reach us. But if we want to be a strong team, if we want to be a team that is up to the challenge, we need to know how to attack. We need to know how to have the possession of the ball. We need to know how to defend in a compact block at some point. So we did that. We did very well, and the distance between the lines were very short. So that permitted us to cut the line of passes. That's what we did.
And I'm wondering, just in terms of, I think tonight your substitutions were very well calculated, especially, you know, given the result that you guys came out with. There was one calculated substitution at the start of the match with Orlando Botello coming in for Juan, who was injured. I was wondering if you could maybe just speak about sort of the role that the two of them have played in sort of that midfield trio, and then bringing on Dennis at the very close to the end with Bosuji coming out with a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we had a game on Saturday, and then we have a game here very tight on Wednesday. So players were a little bit tired. Players were a little bit with the loads high loads, and we needed to know how to help them divide that effort, right? So when you have a team that can be coordinated in certain zones of the pitch, then you just use them with the same roles, with the same dispositions, with the same instructions. And this is a system. This is not about one player or two. This is a system. Whoever steps in the position need to know what to do in a certain moment. So they know what to do because we train a lot on that situation. As I said, everything is trained. Everything is on video. Everything is thought. So, that's the associations we see in the pitch.
Just one for me. Your family are in town.
Yeah.
See your family. So what? Does that make tonight a little bit sweeter that you can celebrate together and talk to me about it?
Well, family is everything. Family is the most important thing for a human being. And they are my motivation, and they are my heart and my mind. So, of course, if my daughters and my wife are here to support me like they've been forever since I started this journey as a coach, it's not easy for family to follow everywhere. And they are here, they are happy, and I gave them 3 points. Yes, of course.
Una para la comunidad latina, Mr. Benjamin. ¿Cómo se siente haber ganado? Está usted mencionando, hizo un statement ganándole a Ottawa y gana acá. Segundo lugar en la tabla de posiciones. ¿Cómo se siente?
Bien. Me siento contento por el progreso del equipo. Me siento satisfecho por el apoyo de mi staff. Me siento afortunado y con mucha gratitud por la confianza que me dio la directiva para venir. Y me siento más comprometido para seguir trabajando, porque esto solamente es el inicio de una bonita historia que queremos hacer aquí en York. Y obviamente tenemos que trabajar aún más. Así que estamos bien, estamos contentos. No observamos lo que es la tabla general. No nos importa en qué lugar estemos, nos importa que cada partido hagamos las cosas que tenemos que hacer para sacar los resultados que tenemos que sacar.
Gracias.
De nada.
Then just a call, Robin.
Yeah, this is more about the whole season, but at the beginning of the season we were told, one of the co-owners said, I believe I have the best roster in the league. Now that you've been here 3 games, and you've beaten the first place team and you've beaten the second place team, are you starting to believe, or maybe already, that yes, I think we have the best roster in the league?
When I was in Mexico and when I had the first call and when then I saw the team and I saw the players, I believed it.
Okay.
I believed it. So if I didn't believe it, I wasn't going to come. But not about talent. It's not about the best roster in talent or in capacities or in abilities or in qualities. I'm talking about the best team, the best teamwork, the best mindset, the best motivational ways of doing things, right? So I think we have the best team in the league, and we're going to try to be even better every day so we can prove it whenever we can. But of course, this is a competition and we need to work because the other teams are going to work harder, of course.
2 more questions on Great. Zoom, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yes.
Ridwan, you've been waiting patiently. Over to you. You're still on mute if you can hear us.
Yeah, I think I'm back now.
Yes.
Are we seeing your handwriting, you know, on the team, pretty much so far, where it is playing, is that your handwriting?
Well, I have a lot of styles of handwriting. It's not the only one. I am a coach that adapts to my players. I am a coach that adapts to the possibilities, to the needs of the game. I am a coach that adapts to the DNA of this club. So, yes, my handwriting is to fight, to be organized, to perform the best we can, to give everything. And sometimes we might play better than other days. Sometimes we might have mistakes, but we must correct them. But actually, my handwriting is to work the most professional way possible, and that's what we are trying to do.
And what about this win makes it so sweet for you?
Well, to win always is good. To win 3 points always is good. To win with 10 men, it's also very good. And it shows that we can do anything that we have in mind. We only have to put the heart, put the mind, put the concentration, put the work, and put the strategy in. And so most of the time it will happen. We must believe. And if we could do this, it's because we believed we could do this. And after we believe we could do this, we can do it anytime.
Thank you, Ivan. Appreciate it.
Recording stopped. Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.